This is Karina, and you're listening to Bold, Brown and British, a weekly podcast where we discuss what it means to be a brown person in a Western world. We've spoken about colorism, third culture identity, and dating, amongst many others in this podcast. So if this sounds like the type of content that you want to hear, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also message us on Instagram. The handle is @BoldBrownAndBritish, or drop us an email via our website at www.boldbrownbritish.com. So, without further ado, let's get on with this week's episode.
Hello, 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 lovely listeners. You're tuning into Bold Brown British Podcast, where we tackle the juiciest of topics with style and a whole lot of sass. I'm your host for today's episode, and we're diving deep into the subject that hits close to home for many of us. Imposter syndrome. Not just any imposter syndrome, though. We're talking about imposter syndrome and tackling it as a person of colour right here in the UK. Now, let's be real. Imposter syndrome can make you feel like a fish out of water, a chip on the shoulder, or even a tea bag in a coffee shop. It's that nagging feeling that you don't quite belong, that you're somehow less qualified or deserving of success. And when you add the unique experience of being a person of colour into the mix, well, it's like trying to make a perfect cuppa with a broken teapot. It can be a real challenge. But fear not, my fabulous samosas, I've got your back, and we're armed with some serious wisdom to help you combat imposter syndrome head on. So let's get cracking. To truly understand the struggles of imposter syndrome and for people of colour, we need to hear some real life stories. And boy, have we got some incredible ones for you. Firstly, meet Tasha, a young, talented graphic designer from Birmingham. Despite being a natural-born creative genius, Tasha constantly felt like she didn't measure up to her white counterparts. It wasn't until that she started seeking support from other creatives of colour that she realised her unique experiences and perspectives actually were superpowers. By building a strong network of like-minded individuals, Tasha not only found her confidence, but also realised that she was way more qualified to take on any design challenge that came her way. This inspiring story was featured in a recent article by Creative Insights magazine. Secondly, Raj, brilliant software engineer hailing from Manchester. Raj had a remarkable knack for coding, but he couldn't shake the feeling that he was an imposter in the tech world, dominated by white colleagues. One day, Raj decided to take the bull by the horns and start a mentorship program for young aspiring engineers of colour. By sharing his knowledge and guiding others, Raj not only dispelled his own imposter syndrome, but also created a thriving community that uplifted and supported one another. His inspiring journey was featured on the website Diversity in Tech. These remarkable stories remind us that imposter syndrome is not a sentence. It's a challenge that can be overcome with the right mindset and a little help from our friends. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can we kick imposter syndrome to the curb once and for all? Well, grab your pens, get ready for some tips that will make your imposter syndrome tremble like a soggy biscuit. First things first, celebrate your achievements. Take a moment to pat yourself on the back for every success, big or small. Whether it's acing that presentation, nailing an interview, or even just getting out of bed on a Monday morning, acknowledge your wins. Remember, you've come this far for a reason. Secondly, surround yourself with a support squad that radiates positivity and authenticity. Seek out mentors, friends, or even online communities where you can share your experiences and learn from others who've been there. Trust me, folks, having a cheerleading squad on your side can work wonders for banishing those pesky imposter feelings. Look for groups like the Imposter No More Collective, which provide a safe space for people of colour to share their stories and uplift each other. And finally, my dear listeners, always remember that you are not alone. Imposter syndrome doesn't discriminate. It affects people of all backgrounds, ages, and walks of life. So take solace in the fact that your experiences are valid, your struggles are understood, and you are never alone in this journey. If you're seeking professional guidance, organisations like the UK Centre for Ethnic Minority Resilience and Empowerment offer workshops and resources specifically tailored to helping people of colour overcome imposter syndrome. Well, 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 folks, our time together has come to an end for this episode. But fear not, we'll be back with more bold British banter to tickle your eardrums soon. In the meantime, remember that imposter syndrome may try to sneak its way into your life, but armed with confidence, community, and a healthy dose of self-love, you can conquer it like a true champion. So stay bold, stay beautiful, and keep unapologetically being you. This is Karina, signing off until next time. Take care, my fabulous samosas. Oh, Mikey, you made it till the end. I'm so happy. Well, listen, if you enjoyed what you heard and you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast on, well, wherever you are listening to this. We are on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, you name it, we're there. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on an episode. We also are on Instagram, which houses loads of behind-the-scenes audio snippets, polls, memes, and ways for you to get involved. So go follow us on Bold, Brown, and British. That's the handle. And until next time, keep safe, my wonderful samosas.